and the wait is over, at least on one front. Vice President Joe Biden, speaking today from the Rose Garden at the White House, said he will not run for president, that his window of opportunity has closed.
But while I will not be a candidate, I will not be silent. I intend to speak out clearly and forcefully to influence as much as I can where we stand as a party and where we need to go as a nation.
But there's that. But another hat was sort of thrown in the ring last night. We're going to get to the run for Speaker of the House in just a minute. Let's bring in NPR's Ron Elving in Washington. So, Ron, an announcement from the Rose Garden probably wasn't going to be that he was running for president. But you pointed out earlier to us that he could have announced he was stepping down as VP to prepare a run. He didn't. Are you surprised?
There have been a lot of rumors this week. The preponderance of the rumors has been that he was going to run. That seems to always be the rumor that gets people more excited. Mm. But if you step back, if you think about this from the perspective of tomorrow or even a month ago, there really is a very small case to be made for Joe Biden jumping in at this point. It is late, as he strongly implied, but there are many other factors as well, not the least of which is he has really not gotten a campaign together at any point in the last year or all through this time as vice president. It has not been the kind of vice presidency that signaled a candidacy to succeed.
Well, we were thinking as well that it was, you know, a lot of ink was spilt on how this was going to be a real head-to-head between Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. But isn't there something weird about that? Because he'd have to attack his administration's former Secretary of State.
That is true, although they have had points of disagreement, and we've hashed those over in the past. Mm-hmm. And, of course, people can understand that two folks from the same administration might both like to continue its legacy into four or eight years of their own. So, yes, there would have been some head-to-head clashes that might have been uncomfortable for him in terms of his absolutely having to defend everything that Barack Obama has done. Hillary Clinton can distance herself at least a little bit on a few issues.
Yeah, and so just briefly, what does this mean for the candidates? Huge sigh of relief. Some people were saying that Joe Biden might have made at least one candidate look like a better candidate. I mean, you know, what do you think the reaction is?
There's a case to be made that Hillary Clinton could have benefited in the long run from having a real battle from someone who is a little more conventional and a little bit more like her than Bernie Sanders. But in the end, Bernie Sanders is giving her a whale of a race. So the theory that she needed somebody to push her, I think Bernie Sanders is filling that role and more.
Yeah, so let's turn to the other political news. Speaker John Boehner said today that Republicans will meet next Wednesday. And last night, it was Paul Ryan stepping up to a lectern, only he said he would consider being Speaker of the House if some conditions were met. Remind us of what those are and your thoughts on whether Republicans will agree.
First off, Ryan has made it clear over the weeks since Boehner announced his resignation or his retirement that he was not really all that eager to be Speaker and would be happy just being Chairman of the Ways and Means Committee and following whatever may come of his destiny in later decades. This man is only 45 years old. He has a young family. He is not particularly interested in spending all of his time being Speaker, running all over the country, raising money and recruiting candidates. So condition one was, don't expect me to do that stuff. I know we've expected the Speaker to do it. I can't and I won't. The second condition was, you've all got to unite behind me. I'm not going to take this job if I have to deal with 40-some-odd members of a single caucus who are going to say, our way or we're going to challenge your speakership every time you go to the floor and try to use Democratic votes. He was not willing to accept that. Kevin McCarthy, by the way, who is the current House Majority Leader, was also not willing to accept that. And the question is, the conservatives stopped McCarthy. Will they go to the mat to stop Ryan? The circumstances here are quite different.
Well, we'll talk about that because you've got three factions of House Republicans, the conservative Republican Study Committee, the moderate Tuesday group, and the really conservative hardline House Freedom Caucus, who had their own nominee at one point. How does he win them over?
He has to essentially compromise with them a little bit so as to save face. They've gotten a couple of scalps at this point. They got Boehner's, they got McCarthy's. In a sense, they have made their point and they have shown their bona fides to their supporters. And let's be fair to the House Freedom Caucus. They are not making up these issues that they're willing to shut the government down over. They are hearing from their constituents, and their constituents are hearing from talk show hosts and bloggers and all kinds of conservative advocates and activists and fundraisers who are telling them that if the House Republicans were to just stand up to Barack Obama, he would cave in and everything would be as they wish it to be in America.
Another consideration maybe for Paul Ryan, I'm wondering your opinion on this. You know, he wants to be in the White House. And it just seems, looking at recent speakers of the House, they get tarnished somehow. They get beaten down. You know, Boehner, Hastert, Livingston didn't even, you know, get to the job. Is there a fear that for some reason the House Speaker doesn't come out looking well?
The House Speaker gets completely associated with the House, and the House is arguably the least popular part of an enormously unpopular capital city of Washington, D.C. This is the place where, if you will, Congress oftentimes looks its worst and oftentimes does the most damage to the functioning of the government. Now, of course, that point can be argued, but many Americans feel that way. And certainly we have the history that going back into the 1800s, speakers of the House who do want to run for president just don't do very well. They don't get the nomination or they don't get elected, and it just is a tough spot to come from.
NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving helping us out all day today. Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.